Preparing for the cold. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. Well, just looking at the upcoming forecast will make you shiver quite a bit, as cold temperatures are expected throughout the week, and for farmers, this means extra care for livestock. Katie Mason, UT Extension Beef Cattle Specialist in Nutrition Management, shares what to prepare with.
So when we're thinking about cold weather considerations for beef cattle, there are a couple things to keep in mind. There's a critical temperature that below that temperature, when it starts to get colder, cattle's energy requirements will increase. And so it's important to make sure that we're feeding cattle high energy forages, if we have those available, the most energy dense hay that we have. And even in some situations, you may choose to supplement or increase supplement of that hay so that you're meeting those excess nutrient requirements when the temperature drops pretty low.
Dr. Mason also says if it is cold and wet, like it has been and will be in the coming weeks, that energy need can increase even more, and so
we want to make sure that we're really paying attention to what the temperature is, what the precipitation conditions are, and try to increase that energy in the diet to make sure that we're meeting those needs.
Well, UT Extension does a great job working with producers to prepare for things like this, and Dr. Mason says a good place folks can find additional information aside from their county extension office is on their social media platforms.
The UT Beef and Forage Center has its own Facebook page, and that Facebook page will share beef and forage related information year-round and relating to many topics, nutrition, reproduction, just general cattle management. And so in addition to county offices having their own Facebook page, you can also check out the UT Beef and Forage Center on Facebook to find that information.
And Dr. Mason reiterates,
if there's any additional questions, we always encourage producers to check out their local extension office or even contact the state specialist and get more information.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.